Team Alex Gossip with Disney Plus. Love movies? Don't miss award winners and fan favorites from Poor Things to Avatar's The Way of Water. All this and so much more only on Disney Plus. Download the app and subscribe now.
So yesterday I was telling you that Bruno Mars is reportedly in $50 million worth of debt owing to the MGM resorts in Las Vegas. This report was everywhere. And it was a big shock because he's been doing a residency there since 2016, earning $90 million a year.
Right.
From the MGM. Well, now...
Is it all like gambling debts, you think?
They said it was a gambling debt.
Wow.
Now, an MGM rep has finally spoken out about the reports. And they said... MGM and Bruno's partnership is longstanding and rooted in mutual respect. Any speculation otherwise is completely false. He has no debt with MGM. Together, we're excited to continue creating unforgettable experiences for our guests.
I don't believe that.
But I always say where there's smoke, there's fire.
I don't believe that.
Is it
just a mark of PR genius where they put it out and then they cancel it straight away, you know?
You know, you're not too wrong about that because Bruno Mars just opened something called the Pinky Ring Lounge at the Bellagio, which was very recent. So I wonder, I don't know, is it PR, is it not? But how does a report like that come about?
Everyone's talking about the MGM now.
It's true story. So I guess he has no debt. Kate Middleton, I know we talk about her all the time, but we're just waiting to see a little glimpse of her to see if she's okay. And we finally got it. She was seen in public.
What?
Walking. There's a video
of her walking.
Of her walking alongside husband, Prince William. Can you tell me what a farm shop is?
It's like a shop that sells like vegetables that are grown on the farm. Like an organic shop.
Organic. Okay. Like a fruit and veg market.
Yeah, you know, like Jeremy Clarkson's done that Amazon series. He's got a diddly squat farm shop that's
No idea. Okay, anyway, so she was seen smiling and walking alongside William, going to the farm shop. But then the conspiracy starting again.
Oh,
that's not Kate. That's not. You're telling me the Kate in the car is the same Kate as this Kate walking in the farm shop? It's not true. So I don't know what more you want from them. You wanted
a
video.
I feel so bad for her.
You wanted a video. You got a video. Maybe we should put that up on Chris Fade Show. You guys can decide.
Well, I'm trying to find it now.
I have it.
You got it. Get it up on the Chris Fade Show Instagram, please.
Yes.
As soon as possible.
Yes, I got you.
Okay,
and finally, would you take your new partner to the same place you took your ex? And I'm talking about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce here. So they are reportedly enjoying a beautiful vacation, a getaway in the Bahamas.
Oh, wow.
Internet spies have figured out that it may be the same resort she visited back in 2022 with her ex, Joe Alwyn. The same exact resort. So despite her efforts to stop it, these people keep tracking her private jet.
Yeah.
They track the private jet to the specific island in the Bahamas. There's a grainy photo that's circulating right now of Travis and Taylor on vacation, and they're on a dock. That dock, people have like put together. That dock is apparently the same exact dock as the one at the Valentine's Resort, which is where she and Joe Alwyn stayed. Which is, everyone's like, wait, you already had a romantic getaway with your ex, and now you're going there with your new partner? Is that weird? Is it bad juju? Is it weird?
Mm.
Are there any places you avoid because it reminds you of an ex, Rossi?
No, but I was not happy when Liz bought me the same book that she bought for an ex.
Oh.
One time. It was a music biographical book or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I saw it in an old photo. I was like, she's bought the same book for me.
But it's weird, right? Because it's the same. Like, wouldn't Taylor think... Would Travis... Think
but also,
that
like,
Joe
Swifties, just like chill out, stop like stalking. It's another level, honestly.
But no, but that's forget that. Forget that. The question is, like, would it be weird for her and him?
I think for her, because she's been all over the world, maybe that's her favorite resort.
Maybe.
And she wants to create new memories with someone. Like,
would you be okay?
It's the same as like having a house and then breaking up with someone, then moving out, and then someone else moving in. It's the same sort of thing, right?
I wonder if it's weird. Let us know your thoughts on it. 0487155444.
We're going to talk to Lillian after some Rema right now and calm down. This is Selena Gomez as well on Virgin Radio. The question again, pretty.
Are you okay being in the same place that an ex was?
Okay, we'll do it after this. It's Virgin Radio 104.4.